Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, everyone, it's time for the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We talk about the things in the news and sort of put, I don't want to say a spin on it, because I want to be just like Bill O'Reilly when I grow up, ladies, going into the no spin zone. And, of course, his world is anything but the no spin zone. It's all spin. And maybe we put a spin on some of the things, at least what we've talked about this week on our programs together. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Memorial Day weekend. All right, ladies, before we get into the stories and the people list, what are we doing for Memorial Day weekend? Are we taking a trip? Are we going to shop? Are we watching TV? Are we cooking? What are we doing? A lot of furniture sales this weekend. You notice that? Wow. Appliances,
all kinds of stuff.
Just a lot
of sales in general. I'm a
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, there we go.
I just don't forget what it's about. You know, I think a lot of times people go off and go, it's the start of summer and it's a three-day weekend. And, you know, it's been a pretty heavy week. And so, you know, unfortunately, just make sure you're saying a prayer or sending a thought, or at least giving yourself a second to think about why we do have Memorial Day. And that's because people who made the ultimate sacrifice, which is their life, it's not just every vet. These are the ones who gave everything for our country.
Yep, okay, a lot of flags appropriately at cemeteries and placed all over the place. I think people put them on their front lawns, or if you will, put them on their porches or display them in some way, shape, or form. Not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of things going on in America this week and around the world. The people list from Talkers Magazine, the official list for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, includes at number 10, Xi or Jinping. All I can think of is ping pong when I either look at that name or think of him. And then there's Vlad. Puke and Putin is number 9. Elon Musk is 8 on the list. Barack Obama is 7. Mike Pence is 6. The people who ran in the primary for governor of Georgia, number 5. The people who are running in Pennsylvania, number 4. Donald Trump is 3. All the characters, political characters involved in what happened in the Texas shooting, they are number 2, Cruz and Abbott and O'Rourke. Sounds like that could be a roadshow, right? It's or maybe a law firm, one or the other. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people
list. I was thinking it sounds like a sideshow.
Yeah, right. It is a sideshow. And number 10 on the story list this week, immigration and the birth rate. Number 9 is Roe v. Wade. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, our relationship with Russia. COVID is 6. The economy is number 5. I think we have to throw the baby formula discussion in there as well. That certainly is more important to me than what is number 4, and that's January 6th. I'm so sick of listening to those stories. It makes me want to puke listening to the BS that comes from people about that stuff. But we're not, you know, this. I didn't make up the list. Talkers didn't. They make up the list based on what they hear from talk radio hosts and programmers and listening to stations around the country. I can't believe that much time in a week like we've just had. I'm not saying shame to my brethren in the talk radio world, but there's so much more important stuff to talk about. The fact that January 6th is still number 4 on that list is an outrage. Frankly, I think it is. Number 3, the primaries this week. Number 2, the discussion of gun control and how it sort of works its way into number 1, the Texas shooting. So I'm going to start my overview, and I want to get your sense as to whether this shooting this week, I think, and I've been thinking about this, I said this to a couple of people yesterday, this shooting is going to mount, pretty much be the same thing as the George Floyd impact on Black Lives Matter. Floyd pretty much changed, that incident changed our reality and our attitude toward blacks. Whether it's good or bad, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it brought to the surface a lot of discussion, a lot of work, focus on things that weren't right. And so my question, whether this week's bloodbath in Texas represents the straw that has broken the camel's back when it comes to trying to fix or adjust or address or actually have, you know, do what's necessary to curb this kind of violence. Our country is exclusively in an elite club of, this is not a good club to be in. We are the kings of this kind of violence around the world in supposedly advanced countries. So do you think, ladies, that this week is the straw that breaks the camel's back, or are we just going to go back into the same old hole, talk about it for a week or two, and then it goes away?
Yeah, it's probably going to be rinse and repeat. Everyone's offering their thoughts and prayers and then fighting from the political stance on things, and then nothing ever really gets done. You're already seeing online where some people are suggesting, well, we do this, well, we do that, and then the retorts are, well, stupid Democrat, well, that's such a Republican response, and it's so disheartening.
Yeah, it's all. I took somebody on my own Facebook page yesterday. There was a focus on this, and I posted something from a basketball coach who said this has got to stop. I've forgotten even who it was, but I liked the message, so I posted it. And then some guy takes a shot at the Democrats, and I went back to him and I said, "This is nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with what's right and wrong." And I left it at that. So, Jen, what do you think?
The problem is that you want, where it is political, is that Democrats' answer, I think, and the reason I'm using it politically is because I'm going to give you a Republican response in a second, but Democrats' answer to this is to eliminate, get guns, get rid of AR-15s, get rid of people, and Republicans are never going to allow people's constitutional rights to be stripped away. So you have to figure out where the actionable items are, and because people push themselves so far into their corners, they don't ever come up to something actionable. There's been an idea that's floating around that I think is a wonderful idea, and that we have to adapt what they do in Israel. Israel does not allow for any soft targets where there is important stuff. They don't allow their churches to be soft targets. They don't allow their schools to be soft targets.
Explain what it means, soft targets. What does that mean?
It means an unsecured location. Look, you don't ever see gunmen go into a courtroom. You don't see mass shootings walk into a jail. You don't see them walk oftentimes into the White House, right, or into Congress. These are secured areas. And so what I think is really important is to realize that we spend a lot of money securing politicians and celebrities, and we spend zero money securing our children. And so for me, an actionable item would be, and somebody's been floating this idea on social media, that you can hire a vet at every single public school in this country for $75,000 a year to be the armed security guard. You lock down all other points of entry, so no unlocked back doors anymore. I mean, the stuff that went wrong in this case is disgusting with the police and with the unlocked back door and all of this.
Police didn't do a job. The police did not do their job.
They had
exactly
it's pretty
right.
obvious. Yeah.
For an hour. I mean, and then they were arresting parents who were trying to run in and get their children. How dare you?
Yeah.
So
very
my
badly
point is
handled.
This.
They can make all the excuses in the world listening to the BS that came from Abbott.
This is BS. But it's not even Abbott that's making the excuse. It's the police that lied about the time.
Well, but I'm saying they're all touting how wonderful the police were. The police were horrible.
The Border Patrol
horrible.
Were wonderful when they got there and actually ran in.
The Border Patrol got
yeah,
into
and
this
why did it
worm.
Take the Border Patrol? That's
an
ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, anyway.
And I apologize for my voice.
It's all right.
You lock all points of entry. You put an armed vet on every school campus at the front door, and you give them 75 grand a year. You know how much that costs? It costs $9 billion. Do you know how much we just sent to Ukraine? Do you know how much we spend on other junk around this country? And for the people who don't like that in Congress, I think they should give up their armed security, because if they don't think that our kids should be secure at this point, it's the only way you stop this. These cowards go into these schools because they know they can cause damage.
The parents were pleading with the police to go into the school, and the police just sat there.
That's why you need someone who is there to secure the campus that's ready to act. This is like Parkland. Remember when Parkland, they had the school resource officer that was standing outside for however long he did because he was too afraid to go inside? Give me a break.
We don't need new laws.
Training officers. Like training officers and police officers who are in the academy. You have teachers, not teachers assistants, but student teachers. I'm sorry, but you can have people like that. You have a trained and certified vet who's there, and then you also have the officers who are in the police academy and trying to become police officers. That could be part of an internship program where they are there, and you can get more people. I've been seeing online regarding the whole only have one point of entry during the school day, and people are having a problem with that. Like, that's not the answer. It is one of the answers. How is
it's
it
actionable.
Unsafe? Yes, it's actionable. It's unsafe. And like you said, Jen, we kind of talked about this yesterday too. Even if you were to take away all the guns and up availability for help with mental health, that does not take away the fact that there are so many guns there. There is no reversing what's already happening. We have to play defense to this.
You know, one of the things that you said about Israel, it's problematic for me to think about us in that same league because of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The fact that that's so in your face all day, every day over there is part of life. But here, I don't want to think that my country has become that. But I don't recognize a lot of my country, frankly. I don't recognize the people. I don't recognize the language. I don't recognize the attitude. I don't recognize what's going on, frankly,
We have such a cultural problem. I mean, it is so sad.
Much influx of people who don't understand or aren't assimilating into the culture. They're trying to make it their own.
We have a young man problem. We are not raising strong young men anymore. I mean, it's always the same guy, the young guy with the blank stare. And, you know, a lot of that is family structure. A lot of it is lack of faith. A lot of it is passing people through when they're shaving their face up. I mean, that's not normal behavior.
Won an award this week at the Gracies for being strong women on the radio. And as I listened to that, it was funny as I was thinking the same thing. Where's the balance now? It kind of reminds me of a lot of other social issues. These people in this organization that's named after Gracie Allen gives homage and celebrity to people like you who have done a great job in terms of working as women in this form of radio. And there are a lot of television people who were there. We all know who was there. And then I think to myself, okay, so they're all talking about being strong women. Where's the sort of net neutrality here? Where is the approach or the focus on developing strong, intelligent men and women as human beings? I think that's something that needs to be held into account. All right, we're at 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back here on the overview of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perspective of the folks who have been talking about it in my watch, if you will, in my world. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kushner to continue now an overview from social media comments that listeners are making. Certainly welcome to continue to look at DGVShow.com and make the comments as you will. You can get, by the way, copies, if you will, the list. The list is available. I don't know, copies. The old copier. You don't have to have that when you've got a screen. And the lists are available at DGVShow.com and also at Talkers.com. So, Jay, what are people saying? What are the comments regarding the school shooting?
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of questions with it. What's the cause? How do we stop it? Why is this happening? How do we, you know, just what? We wanted your thoughts, and we kind of left it open. Jeffrey Goad says, mental illness with the instant fame of today's fast information society plays a part, media plays a part, and has for years. Never hear the victims' names on media, but you can bet the shooter's name is always everywhere. Lately, I do feel like we've been getting names and photos and kind of small biographies of the victims, but I do agree that once upon a time we really didn't know much about victims. Helen Norris says, I believe it's a spiritual slash soul issue. And she said, I might be dating myself, but I grew up in a time when the school day started with the Pledge of Allegiance, Bible reading, and prayer. When I went to high school, many students had guns in their back window and an unlocked trunk on school property. Homes were more intact. Clergy and authority was respected. It was more of a moral time, not so profane. It was safe for children to play outside from early to late with the neighbors' eyes, watching out and protecting them, helping out at times, offering correction if something was going on. She said, I could say so much more, but personally, I'm persuaded that this country needs to return back to religion.
Well, one of the things that is pretty obvious here is that we all are thinking about the past, and we're not necessarily thinking about the present. This country is so much different than that lady is probably about the same age as I am. So much different. Whether you can't shut the door now on a lot of the problems that have been created by bad government, bad decisions, political decisions. It just is what it is. What do we do going forward is the question. We don't seem to have a lot of agreement on that. All right, you got some more comments here, Jay.
Yeah, Mike Carr says multiple armed guards, single entry metal detectors, no unapproved visitors, and no exceptions. Nothing else will be done to stop these shootings. Sick of useless criminal politicians and their thoughts and prayers. Something kind of similar to what we just discussed.
Well, what I'm thinking is that we are here, we're sort of acceding to the wishes of the bad guys because we're making all of the defensive moves, and they're on the offense. I would like to do something to keep these people, and I don't know what it is, from their being on the offense and we're being on the defense. We're accommodating the bad guys instead of doing something to short-circuit the bad guys so that we don't have to have our lives disrupted and have everything like you were saying, you get in the backseat of the car when you take your son out. Everybody's afraid because people who are supposed to be taking care of society individually and collectively are not doing their jobs. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caledron consultants at toploss.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students allowed. 5. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that children were arriving in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News. Dr. Mehmet Oz is declaring victory in Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate nomination race. Trump-backed Oz making the announcement over social media, even though a full recount is underway with his primary opponent, David McCormick.
I am blessed to have earned the presumptive Republican nomination for the United States Senate.
Trump previously urging Oz to declare victory in the primary, saying if he didn't, he would be cheated out of a chance to win. All 67 of Pennsylvania's counties must start their recount by June 1st. Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now at 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm going to go back to the comments from our listeners, if we can. There are some pithy comments about the shooting and some other items that have to do with what went on in Texas, the protests and that sort of thing. So you want to pick it up where Carl Dickens had a word or two for us to think about, Jay?
Yeah, one suggestion Carl had was get politics out of our lives. Social media fuels it. The nation has become one of tribes. Everything drops to the political swamp. We need to return to community, to faith, and civility. But can we do it?
Well, we can if we put our hearts and minds to it. Yes. So what's the story with the students that staged the walkouts this week to protest what went on? What are mothers and fathers saying about that?
Well, there were a bunch of students across America that they just were protesting what happened at the Texas elementary school by staging the walkouts. And it was really unfortunate to see the comments. They were all very against these students. Becky Passhouse said, any excuse to get out of class. I think that diminishes the
intelligence.
These are adults. I don't know if these are parents. I don't know if these are parents of students who were part
just
of the lockdown.
Just because you're old, that doesn't mean you're smart.
Age
is not a predicator of whether you're smart or not. There are a lot of adults who are pretty stupid.
Well, and it also takes away the emotional intelligence of these students. And that's just my opinion of that statement. Mike Zadra says dummies following orders. Randy Hendrickson said looks like the indoctrination is working.
Well, so there is a lot of non-support, and I think I get it. Let's just play devil's advocate for a second here and turn it around. One of the things that I think happens is that children are easily influenced. One of the things that I continue to say is that youngsters are being taught what to think, not how to think. And perhaps when there is a suggestion, when youngsters see this sort of thing going on, especially if they're in junior high school or high school, then they follow like sheep. We all remember what it was like when we were in school, right? We followed the leader. We all wanted to be on the in crowd. We wanted to do the hip stuff with
well,
the people.
Well, you wanted acceptance more than anything.
Right.
Yeah, and
so
you know, I didn't need to be popular, but I wanted to be accepted by my friends for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there probably were some students who used this to their advantage to get out of class.
Maybe.
No doubt. Yeah. But that doesn't mean everybody was. I would like to think that the majority of students are upset about this. They are tired of going to school not knowing what's going to happen. I graduated high school in 2002, and that was right around the time of Columbine, and we got some students calling in random bomb threats, and it was scary because we didn't know what was going on, and that was way at the beginning of all of this. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a student now.
Columbine, good God, there's a that was where this all
That's
started.
That's really where it all started.
Remember?
Yeah,
that's where it all started. My God, the question that you posted on social media about allowing your child to be vaccinated. What sort of response? Because that is, even though COVID has slipped down to number 6 on the countdown story list this week, it is important to get some reflection from people. So what do you got here, Jay?
Yeah, regarding children 6 months to 4 years old, Chris Spilcino said, if I had a child with health risks, I might consider it, but we have been blessed with very healthy children. Winfield Jeremy said, not a chance, not enough info for me, especially for younger kids. Also, kids rarely have serious illness from COVID. Tim Palmer points out, no, just not comfortable giving it to a child that small. I'm not anti-vax. I know there have been over 20 years research on these types of vaccines, but I'm just not comfortable giving this one to a child that small at this time. I'd like to educate myself more. And that last line in Tim Palmer's statement is so wonderful. Just everybody should be educating themselves one way or the other, regardless. Just continue to educate yourselves and stop taking social media posts, people giving their opinion. Opinions are not facts.
Nope.
Like Doug said, learn how to think, not what to think.
One size fits all doesn't work for everybody.
Nope. The quick note of the passing of Ray Liotta, who was 67, a well-known actor, been in lots and lots of movies and TV programs. So a couple of people commenting on that. We got to give them some credence for a moment here, Jay, too.
Yeah, Annette Bleach called him a great actor. Also adding that every day is a gift. Colleen Maxie Smith said, one of my all-time favorites. Very sad and shocked. Susan Espiotos loved that man.
Yeah. All right, so your comments,
actor.
Please. Help yourself to our comment lines, social media, at DJV Show. Let's move on. Let's get to number 5 on the list, the story list this week, the economy. You perhaps noted, and if you didn't, here's the story behind the story of the number of home sellers who have lost, lost sales, but lowering prices, the highest level since October 2019. I find interesting, given what I know in my neighborhood, the prices, you put a price on a house and people come in and bid it up, not cut it down. So apparently this is because of higher mortgage rates, and so the dip.
I think
the
uncertainty in the economy and people wondering if those interest rates are going to be going up again to try to squash the inflation rate. I mean, it's kind of an uncertain time, and I think there are a lot of people, and Jay is a perfect example of this, who were homeowners who thought, you know what, I want to sell now, but I don't necessarily want to reinvest into the market yet. I want to wait and see if something is going to happen, if there's going to be a shift. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of that around my area in California as well, where there's just kind of this, I don't know, it's not the push that it was to gobble up every house on the market.
Well, it's also difficult. Yeah, our situation is that we had the contingency of we couldn't buy until we sold, and with that, there's no option to buy because people are coming in and scooping things up. Homes are not staying on the market for more than 72 hours if they're priced correctly, and then that's getting the bidding war in, especially in Nashville where it's a big bachelor-bachelorette party area. You have these companies who want to buy up homes and turn them into Airbnbs or the other kind of rental properties.
Yeah, right.
Like, we didn't have a chance to even fight for a house.
All right, number six on the countdown list this week, COVID. The viruses that were on hiatus during COVID are back again. We have a lot of discussion. Again, let's say you're an alien from planet Zog, and you come down and you can speak English or you can read, and you look at the story list and you think, what kind of a crazy world is this? It's one problem after another after another after another. So we've gone from COVID now to being concerned about the regular viruses that are coming back. And that seems to be what's going on. There are various types of flus for the past couple of winters that were gone. Who do you know that had the flu last year? Anybody? I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody that had the flu.
I'm pretty sure I did a couple times, sadly.
Really?
But I also, I get everything. I have a really weak immune system. If it's out there, I'll get it, which is surprising. I have not gotten COVID yet. I don't know how that's even possible.
Now we've got monkeypox. The virus generally is only found in Central Africa. It's causing some outbreaks in various countries around Europe and North America, also in the Middle East, later in the week in Australia. The United Kingdom has 70 cases. But this is not something. The news media is flaming the fire here once again. There are people who say, we ought to all be wearing masks. You don't even know how the stuff, if you're saying something that stupid, you don't know how it's transmitted. Unless you're kissing somebody you're having.
Yeah, monkeypox is more about like skin-to-skin contact, right? It's like droplets. Basically.
You got a physical contact in order to get it. So don't be scared into submission here. If somebody is coming out, I'm sure you're going to see by the next week, as somebody who's got some sort of inoculation, some drug company is going to say, here, get this shot, take this pill, and you won't get monkey Kong or monkey pox or whatever it is. Yeah, right, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Number seven on the list is our relationship with Russia and what's going on in Ukraine. Isn't it interesting? That's been number one on the chart pretty much every week since the war started. This week it's number seven behind COVID and the baby formula issue. Which, I don't know, has that been solved? I just want to spend a minute on that. I don't...
Not much.
I've looked around.
I think there's still an issue, but they brought in, what, I think 15% of our need was brought in from Europe about a week ago. So there's that, but I still think that we're in dire straits. I think that they're still taking in baby formula from the United Kingdom and from Europe to try to fix the problem here.
Fixing the problem means that we don't have a monopoly controlling the source of supply. The government, once again, having closed its eyes to what happens, the Justice Department does nothing about eliminating these mega mergers. You allow Abbott to buy up all the sources.
The FDA's got to be scrutinized in this one, too. Apparently, according to one of the companies, because there are four major suppliers of baby formula. It's not just one. They may all fit under the umbrella, but a couple of companies. But the FDA was also said after the shutdown of that one factory that they were calling to get back into business again, and the FDA was not even taking their phone calls to send inspectors to reopen them. Yeah. So, yes, we have a problem where we have two. We don't have any competition.
Government's
left, and that
too
is
big.
Always a problem.
No accountability. Right. All that stuff.
Also, lobbyists. The FDA needs to not be so short-sighted that this is not just a product that people can throw away. A lot of people rely on baby formula, and you got to get these places back in business as soon as possible, even in a recall situation like this one.
All right. So number seven, as I said, moved down the list. The war, citizens of the Republic of Chechnya, one of the Russian republics, reporting that they are being kidnapped against their will and forced to fight as quote-unquote volunteers. The Russian soldiers are defecting in large numbers. A lot of them have been killed. Some of them are just disappearing. So it now seems like the Russians are going into the area, to Chechnya, and they're rounding them up for mass abductions. There's a human rights group that advocates against corruption. that reported, quote, the abducted are required to sign a paper stating that they are volunteers to be sent to Ukraine. Otherwise, they will be killed. Isn't that sweet? The human rights are, this is what you're dealing with. And again, how the news media and social media are getting used to corrupt the Russians so that they don't, a lot of them don't either want to know or they don't believe what is really going on. They believe what they're getting from their leaders. So anyway, they're paying a lot of money to these. They're getting not necessarily the people that are being kidnapped, but they're also paying a lot of money to people coming in from other countries that are fighting for the Russians or with the Russians against the Ukrainians, and they still can't beat them. So the recorded recruitment of fighters continues to it's really amazing what's going on. These people holding on, and we still haven't really done anything. There's no strong leadership. Putin's still alive, and that's something that shouldn't be, frankly. Number nine this week is Roe v. Wade, self-described anarchist taking credit for vandalizing four pro-life churches in Washington, referring to the houses of worship as patriarchal sex abuse cults. This is really something else that we're going down the street. This is going nowhere fast. All right, ladies, thanks for being here on our Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 48 past the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a review of the people list, first of all, from number 10 to number 1. There are really no surprises. Well, maybe a couple of different approaches from some of the names that you know and love, or maybe don't. At number 10, I don't love this guy, Xi Jinping from China. At number 9, I sure don't love this guy either. His name is Vladimir Putin. Number 8, I'm ambivalent about Elon Musk. Number 7, I'm pretty ambivalent about Barack Obama, too. Number 6, ambivalent about Mike Pence. At number 5, we have Brian Kemp, all the people involved in Georgia in the gubernatorial primary. Dr. Oz, number 4, another one of the primaries with David McCormick there on the list. Trump is at 3. Interestingly enough, Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke, having to do with the obvious school shooting, number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the list of people on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week we go through the top 10. I'm going to give them to you in order. The The situation with immigration in our country is number 10. It's coming back into the top 10. It hasn't been in there for a while, even though I think it should have been, but other things bumped it out. Roe v. Wade is at 9. Our relationship with China is number 8. Our relationship with Russia is number 7. COVID is 6. The economy is 5. Number 4 is January 6th, and that continuing nonsense. Number 3... the primaries from this past week, who won, who didn't. Number 2, crime, violence, the whole gun control thing is it's tied to number 1, which is the Texas school shooting and all the things, the ancillary things that go with that. So those are the top stories for this past week, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com and djvshow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology this past week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jake Kirshner to go from number five to number one. At number five, if you're a Costco member, you can currently cash in on sales for a variety of Apple services. Costco has discounted subscriptions for Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and Apple TV Plus. You have any of those, Jay?
I have all of them.
Oh, you do?
I'm a big streamer.
Well, let's see how this rates with what you're paying. The going rate for a year of Apple TV Plus or Apple Arcade is $49.99. Is that what you're paying at the moment?
About that. I have packages along – well, I don't have – AT&T DirecTV at the moment, but a lot of them came with kind of included with that stuff. So
if you're a Costco member, you can save $5. This is a year of Apple News Plus, usually $119 when purchased on a month-to-month basis directly from Apple. But Costco has a discounted price. You subscribe at $89.99. As the name suggests, Apple Arcade grants access to a number of exclusive mobile games that are unavailable on any other device. Apple News Plus consolidates the paid subscriptions from a number of news outlets, including the LA Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, that sort of thing. You also get access to a wide variety of magazines like The New Yorker and Popular Science and Sports Illustrated and Wired. And then there are other streaming services that Apple TV has. Apple TV Plus comes with its own library of original and exclusive content. Platform is the only place you can get Ted Lasso, Central Park, For All Mankind. I don't know those two shows. I know Ted Lasso, but I don't know For All Mankind. Have you seen that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. I can't even tell you anything about it, but I've been wanting to watch Ted Lasso.
All right, number four is an Amazon story. Jay, what's the scoop?
Well, they're piloting a program that has its contracted Flex drivers picking up and delivering packages from local malls. Amazon Flex is kind of like DoorDash or Uber Eats, where people are using their own vehicles and they go and pick up the packages from the Amazon warehouses. But now they can go to local stores, local malls. It will help Amazon fulfill the same-day or two-day delivery orders, and only a handful of sellers are participating in the program. No word exactly which stores and brands, but a lot of these piloting programs are happening in malls located in Chandler, Arizona, Vegas, Nevada, Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and they used to really rely on the U.S. Postal Service, but now they're kind of moving towards the Amazon Flex, and also local businesses can become part of this, where packages get dropped off 360 days a year, and workers are tasked with delivering them within a 10-mile radius.
All right. Number three is the new news from Foxconn, which is one of the companies that makes a lot of technology products, but now they're going into the truck business, U.S. electric vehicle business. Automakers, both traditional companies and startups, have dominated electric manufacturing of cars until now, but Foxconn's experience in Apple iPhone production gives them a degree of sophistication that could make them a serious player. So it'll be very interesting. They're based in Taiwan. It'll also be interesting to see how that plays, given the fate, or let's see what the fate is, but the fate of Taiwan could hold the fate for Foxconn as well. Speaking of cars, Hyundai is building a facility. What are they building?
Yeah, a facility dedicated to manufacturing electric vehicles and batteries. This is going to be in Savannah, Georgia, and it's Hyundai's first electric vehicle-only plant in the U.S. The South Korean automaker will spend $5.5 billion on the new facilities and will receive an additional $1 billion investments from suppliers. Now, the factory is set to make 300,000 vehicles per year and will add around 8,100 new jobs. So this is great when you look at the employment rate and how they can create more jobs. It is really fantastic.
Then there are other companies that are doing the same thing. So there's a lot of focus, as we know, on electric vehicles. Number one tech story this week is the Canadians banning Huawei from their 5G networks. It's about time. Everybody should be doing this to get rid of the Chinese tech and the listening in, the monitoring, their involvement in, this is the corruption like you wouldn't believe. Telephone companies up there will be prevented from procuring any 4G or 5G equipment from Huawei or any of their related companies. Equipment has to be removed, in fact. If you've got it now, you've got to remove it if you've been doing business with Huawei. So a lot of people in America are spending a lot of money to replace the equipment because Huawei is on the outs here as well. So that's something to keep in mind when you're buying stuff. Here we are, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.